are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call-in question, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today's a split shift day, just like back when I was in high school over at East and West Lathrop. But the first 5 minutes is F&H Fitness Studio. Tina Faringer, she's putting on her annual bike ride for the Breast Cancer Detection Center. Now, I got Tina in here, but she's old hat, she's old school, she doesn't want to say anything. But I have Julia Meany, which is the marketing director for the
Breast Cancer Detection Center of Alaska.
And I got Megan Price, who's the HMFIC for
F&H Fitness Studio.
All right. So, tell me, Megan, tell me about when the event starts.
Yeah, so it's actually October 14th. It's going to be at 9:30 in the morning.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Where's the location?
It is right off of Airport 1235. We're right next door conveniently
what
to
mall
Bamboo
is that?
Panda.
What mall is that?
Shoppers Forum.
And who did not know that?
I'm not throwing her under the bus.
You're a smart person. Okay, I can either confirm nor deny that. There you go.
Yep, none of it.
And how long has this been going on there?
We've been doing this ride for, gosh, a few years. 5-6 years at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So repeat patrons of the Breast Cancer Detection Center.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And now, Julia?
Yeah.
Tell us, what does it cost to do this ride? And the money goes directly to you, doesn't it?
It does. So F&H is asking for a $30 minimum donation to go into the pink ride.
What time does it start at?
So it's at 9:30.
The pink ride at 9:30. How far do people go, or is there a distance that you try and achieve?
There's not really a distance. It's a stationary bike, so we're going to be in there for about 60 minutes. So it's hold on to your seat and just have fun.
You get a sweat going?
Yeah.
Talk, chatter?
Absolutely. Talk about breast cancer before the ride.
Is there going to be any beer blast going or anything like that? Okay,
not
maybe
sure
not.
About that, but lots of breast talking.
This is Breast Cancer Detection Month.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Go pink.
Yep. So we're all about raising awareness this month and really highlighting pink and the survivors that we have in the community. And then every bit of support that we get for this month just helps elevate what
breast
we do.
Breast cancer does not only affect females, it also affects men.
Yes, about 1 in 100 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer.
I've known people who've passed from it.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And you're going to get on this bike for an hour. How many miles are you going to do?
You know, I
want to hear an over-under. I want to hear a boasting statement.
It depends on the ride. How high is the room?
You're in a contained environment. It's not like you're going to be out in the snow.
You know, I've gone anywhere from 14 miles to 21 miles.
You go over 20 miles, I'll give you $100.
Okay.
Yeah.
It won't be me riding, unfortunately.
No, you.
Me? You're going to make me get on the bike?
Yeah.
I've already been told I am going to get on the bike and I have to ride rodeo the whole hour. That is what my family is telling me.
Okay. So, let's
because of my leg.
Let's go. If you make it 10 miles, I'll give $100 to Breast Cancer Detection Center and I'll give you a $30 sponsorship anyway.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. I love it.
But I want to see some production. I want to see some results.
Some results.
Okay. Yeah. I want it done.
We'll be sure to record it for you.
Okay. In finality, where's it at?
It's at Shoppers Forum off of Airport, conveniently next to Bamboo Panda.
And what time does it start at?
It starts at 9:30 a.m.
And what day is it?
It is October 14th.
And how much does it cost?
A minimum donation of $30, but you are more than welcome to donate more. Yes.
And how much do I give you if it's more than 10 miles personally?
$100.
That's right. congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
You guys, Tina, thank you for doing this for them. It's a great service that you provide for an incredible organization.
And I just want to throw in there, too, real quick, is Yusebeli Coal Mine is matching donations as well for this pink ride. So we want to make sure we give them a huge shout-out for doing that.
Yep, run them up. Fairbanks, we'll see you in a little bit with the Laundry House Gang.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When it comes to running a city, well, experience counts. Lonnie Marnie has that experience. Lived in Fairbanks for decades, raising a family, owning a home. For the last 3 years, Lonnie's been on your city council, working with two mayors, staff, and the great employees of the city, balancing a budget and keeping property taxes low. On October 3rd, please vote for Lonnie Marnie, City Council seat E, because experience counts.
I'm Lonnie Marnie. I would be honored to have your vote on October 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Lonnie Marnie for City Council seat E.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money, and the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price, all from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This Friday's 50-50 offer is from Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing. Get your vehicle, boat, or plane clean with a $150 gift certificate from Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing for only $75. They can pick up your vehicle at your work, clean it, and return it right back to you. They do interior cleaning, exterior cleaning, ceramic coating, paint correction, and headlight restoration. So look at your car right now. Now imagine it clean with Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing. This Friday, get your $150 gift certificate from Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing for only $75.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with snow showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 36. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow showers likely tonight, lows around 21. High of 36 tomorrow. About an inch of snow today with another inch Thursday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Now I have the Laundry House Gang, and here we did a quick presto change out. And believe it or not, we went 8 minutes on the radio without somehow endorsing compost.
Right on the river and right on the price.
Yeah, I think that's our longest Laundry House Gang day without endorsing a compo product.
Have you seen our new Facebook?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, I haven't.
It says
Go ahead.
It says doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president, and it's got Harry Truman doing a wheelie on the summit. No helmet, of course, but
oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, Karen, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
Al, how are you doing?
I'm tired.
It's your season, buddy. It is your season. How's it going for you, your business?
It went well. The people traffic stopped pretty much now, but now we got to clean up the aftermath.
Explain your business.
Well, it's Fairbanks Fur Tannery, so we do a lot of things. Right now we're doing, helping moose hunters out, get their meat back home, taking in work to do, doing antler and skull cleaning and all that good stuff. But
hide preparation.
Yeah, you deal with a lot of people in, basically 60 days.
How's your dog?
My dog? She's doing good.
Whenever I go there, the best thing about his place is the dog. Al's a nice guy, but that's like
she greets everybody.
I think it's just the ambiance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dead animals, the endangered species that are hanging on walls. All the salt that you see.
You could subcontract out to horror show movies and have them in the back.
How is Halloween for you?
That's good.
I'm sure it is.
I got a surprise for Halloween this year. I got my guy, my character all figured out. It's a TV character. I can't tell you who it is, but you'll love it.
Can you be at City Hall from 3 to 6 p.m.?
On Halloween?
Yeah.
What for?
I open up City Hall for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, I could do that. I might scare some of these kids, though.
Is it nothing that's going to have the police after you, is it?
To be determined.
I hope not.
That's how it always starts with Craig Combo. And luckily we have the jail, you know, an interim stop before the jail for Craig. So we'll do that. Craig, how'd your hunting season, fishing season go this summer and fall?
It was weak. We got a moose, so I'm always grateful for that. But we saw in 6 days, we saw 3 moose, 2 cows and a bull, and the bull got tipped over. And, I mean, just tons of wolf tracks everywhere up there on the Good Pasture. It's just amazing. I've never seen more wolf tracks. Didn't see any wolves, but saw a bunch of tracks.
You usually don't see the wolves.
Yeah, you don't. We've seen them the last couple of years. You see about one a trip, you know, just running, jumping across the river or something. But didn't see any this year. And the caribou were way up on Eisenminger Creek, so we didn't get any of those. So it was pretty slim for protein this year. But fortunately, we got Satterberg, who still has meat from 2018. We can always fall back on him again. I don't know what he does with it. He doesn't eat the burger. I don't know what's with him. So
is that him now?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's Satterberg right now. No, that's not Satterberg. But he always likes to complain. He goes, "Well, you only got one moose. I'm glad I didn't go this year." I said, "Well, what did you get, Bill? You still got a 4-year-old moose in your freezer
aging."
Yeah,
it's aging wonderfully. Al, did you do any sport hunting or fishing?
No.
August or September?
There is no such thing as sport hunting in Alaska to start with. No, I usually
That's why you're on the board of game.
I go in the wintertime on my trap line. Usually I get a special permit for that. But we did get to redistribute several moose and half a dozen caribou in the community, so that people left that went home that didn't want their meat.
Wow.
Okay. Should have called me.
Yeah. I'm going to go drop some off to a elderly lady today, too.
She's nice.
Waiting for a caribou.
And Karen, did you get out into the field at all this summer, fall?
Well, my field was Central America.
I figured that, but I didn't want to exclude you, wanted to include you.
No, no, no.
If you had done something, what might it have been?
Well, you know, one time long, long ago, I went ptarmigan hunting down south of Delta, location to be unnamed, but foolishly, and it's an open area, low bushes, and I took a shotgun. But what I learned was, because they can see you coming, they run, and a shotgun is not going to be good enough for the distance. So the next time I go, I'm taking a .22.
There you go.
I'd like to do that.
I want to stay away from her.
I used to be on the university rifle team. Yeah,
exactly.
Long ago.
Yeah, I want to stay away from her. I'm going out to kill. I ain't messing around with shotguns. I'm taking them off in a distance. I'm picking them
off. Pop their heads.
If I can see them, they're dead. I don't need to have them fly and die. They stay where they lay.
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of interesting, because south of Delta is not real popular for ptarmigan hunting.
I didn't say how far south of Delta.
Oh, okay.
It's a honey hole, a sweet spot.
And she didn't say which direction she was going. It's just somewhere south of Delta, you know. Healy is south of Delta.
Yeah.
So what the heck?
Oh, it must be Denali she was up in.
Yeah. Now, board of game items. Anything?
No, we're currently narrowing down a date for the ACR meeting, which is agenda change requests that have been submitted. Potentially, we're looking somewhere in the week of the 16th of November. The sheep working subcommittee group that was put together, they haven't set a date neither, but it should happen sometime in October or November also.
Okay.
And the Eastern Interior Regional Advisory Committee, which is the federal side of advisory committees, is meeting here pretty quickly, I think. I forgot to look to see the exact dates, but they're coming up real quick, too.
Okay. Today's election day. Does the Lawn Your House Gang ever endorse or not endorse anyone in elections, be it local, state, national?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you endorse anyone in the local election?
We didn't really this go around. I think everybody was kind of on the same page, and we didn't deal with specific names. You know, we typically support the conservative candidates, the more conservative candidates, as Al corrected me on.
Al likes to correct people. You ever notice that? He gives me a call all the time to correct me on anything.
Well, I sent my list out to about 120 contacts on my phone early this morning, and I said, you know, whether you care or not, here's who I'm supporting. I should have said the more conservative candidates, but I said conservative candidates, and I got a text from Al right away.
I sent him the same list, and he didn't bother to text me back.
I called him on the radio.
Yeah, I just said it's a great list, you know, and share it and vote.
Yep.
Yeah, yes. But you know what? And this is strange because I usually get the elections wrong, but I feel really good about this one. I mean, number one, just as listening to the radio and TV and watching street corners, it seemed to be our guys were more visible this year. And the other ones, I just didn't hear or see them so much. But I also am concerned about turnout because I went to vote at the Bentley Mall East, DC East precinct this morning at about 7:45. And I was the only, there was no line, nobody in line.
I must have missed, yeah.
I'll handle this up. Craig, polls don't open until 8.
What? No.
Oh, 7?
No, it was 7 at Steve's. Yeah, I went in there, and maybe they advertised 8. I don't know, but I was in there about 7:45, and I got right in there.
So did you vote early and often, like, you
twice,
know, being
yeah.
in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there at 7:30-ish.
But were you alive when you voted the first time?
Did you see the headline on the meme recently? It says, Feinstein's death unlikely to affect re-election campaign. Yeah.
I did not see that. But,
but I hope everybody gets out and votes today. It's really important. We need a good turnout. This is really a good opportunity to just get some decent people on there that will be way more conservative than the opposition and kind of maybe control spending a little bit more than the other side. See how to justify this.
When you have, who's the largest landowner in the borough?
Doyon. Is it Doyon?
John Reeves?
No. Nope. Borough.
Who?
Nope. Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the borough is probably about number 6. Now, when you control that much land and you're setting policy on your land for hunting, fishing, easements, trails, what type of assembly do you want? Mm-hmm. One that takes from you or one that allows you to operate it the way you should?
Well, yeah, I mean, you want more access and you want less restrictions and you want common sense votes in there. And instead, a lot of times they get in there and just seem to want to experiment and, hey, let's try this. It hasn't been tried and it's a disaster.
What I liked about this borough assembly this year in a 5-4, it's always 5-4. You had 5, what I'd call not conservative, but 5 people who looked at limited entry government. And they knocked 2 things out. They knocked out the climate change, which had the powers of the borough that they were taking that they're not supposed to even have. And so the majority said, no, you know, stay in our lane. That's my mantra in government. Stay in your lane. And then with the trail plan, they had basically the borough doing a public taking, a condemnation by having their own trail plan, and if your property had a potential future or a present trail on it that might have been marked, you know, as a desirable thing in 1980, they could take your property, an easement, put an easement across your property, which is a taking, mm-hmm. for public access on the trail. And the 5-4 said, no, you're not doing that. You know, you can't do that. So
4 years earlier, it would have gone the other way.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. Or next year, it might go the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so just one of those things.
Yeah. I just feel good about this. I don't know. What do you guys, I mean, the vibe on the street?
I feel supremely confident that the Fairbanks City Council stays as it is. How's that for, you know? Yeah.
Okay. You ought to know.
Just what I've seen. I had a public work session this morning. And I was getting all over John Ringstead, you know, that heavy campaigner. Yeah, come on, John, where have you been? He goes, I went to a football game or a basketball game, his first grandson's basketball game at Ryan Junior High. You know, there's your campaign. There it is, you know. And but the city council always low-key key campaign. Lonnie Marney got out there. Lonnie Marney he actually campaigned. It was great to see. You get to the borough assembly, and, you know, now the school board. I mean, now the school board, you know, before you'd never hear anything about the school board. But now, since the left has lost the school board and they're trying to retain it, you see a big campaign from outside money coming into the school board. Planned Parenthood, my God, from Anchorage.
Oh.
I mean, from Anchorage, Planned Parenthood, and their candidates and who they are. And then you have the Alaska PAC for, you know, keeping Alaska public or whatever it is. And that's based out of Anchorage, Washington, D.C.
It dribbles down from Soros, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you see all this outside money from not only outside of Fairbanks, but Anchorage and Lower 48 coming into influence a Fairbanks election. And it's not only is it unconscionable, it's unheard of.
It would be neat if on the ballot they could print up to the last, and they can't because they got to do it early, but if they could print how much outside money was in this race versus local money. It would just got to be interesting.
And didn't ballot measure, too, is supposed to take care of that dark money stuff?
Yeah.
We're getting more now than ever, and guess where it's coming from?
Yeah.
The loony left.
Yeah. Hey, so I'd like to ask about what the propositions are this time.
Okay, you have one proposition that is abating the farmland. I believe they're abating the taxes by 50%.
That's Prop 2, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Prop 2.
Yeah.
Prop 2. The city has a proposition where we want to float a $10 million bond, I believe. And it's basically it's for the Golden Heart Utilities. If we float it for them, they're guaranteeing it to us. But if we float it for them, they can get an interest rate of 1.5%. If this doesn't pass, then they float it, and it's a 6% bond rate, you know, so it's for a cheaper payment. Basically.
To do what?
Install water sewer lines around Fairbanks and equipment, that sort of thing, utility upgrade. And so I was very much in favor of it. I sponsored the ordinance because this is going to happen. So do you want to get the cheapest money available? The city of Fairbanks has zero debt. I mean, zero. None.
Wow.
And the school district and the borough assembly, they have debt, but that was acquired from different mechanisms of school bonds that then came back on them once the government stopped paying for it. So we have zero debt. So this would not, we're basically a double A, B rated agency because we have no debt and we're government.
And then Prop 1 is the opioid. It's allowing the borough to have more powers.
To spend their money.
Yeah, actually, which is scary.
Well, actually, what it does is it allows them to spend their money on the opioid solution.
Yeah.
Now, we get $18,000 a year.
The borough got $200,000, or was it $200,000 the last time that pharma had to dole out some money?
It's on an annual basis for 20 years.
Yeah.
That they get the same amount.
But were they able to show any results from that $200,000?
I don't think they've done anything with it. Mm. But that's the borough.
Or should they?
So that's another proposition?
Yeah,
Proposition 1.
Yeah.
Prop 1 is opioid?
Prop 1 does, it gives more health powers to the borough to spend money they won by the lawsuit.
Yeah. Or should they?
Yeah. And so they're in need of it.
And what strings?
I voted for it. They're in need of it.
What strings, though?
I'm not going to say there's strings. What I'm going to say is they get to direct the money that's available for them because in their borough powers, they probably never had that. So they need to expand their powers and be able to expend the money that they got on health issues. You know, what we did was
health issues like PM 2.5.
There you go. There's compo again.
If they didn't have the powers, where did they get it from?
Yeah.
Well,
by the people.
I don't remember a vote.
That's today. Anyway, Fairbanks, we are going to have some bumper music. And this is obviously by Glenner. It's Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But we'll live through it.
We want the Everly Brothers.
Yeah. Then we're going to go into Fox News, state news, commercials, weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Former President Donald Trump, he's calling on the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, to fix issues in the state rather than suing him. She's doing the lawsuit against the former president over allegations he was involved in business fraud for a number of years. Here's what the former president had to say today.
You should start looking for the murderers and the criminals, the violent criminals all over New York. Do something about all of the illegal migrants pouring into our city and state.
The judge has already ruled the former president deceived banks, insurers, and others by exaggerating his wealth on paperwork. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar was carjacked and robbed at gunpoint while walking to his car in Washington, D.C. last night.
I was just coming into my place. Three guys came out of nowhere, and they pointed guns at me.
The cops were able to recover the lawmaker's car. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that two soldiers died and 12 others were injured when a transport vehicle flipped on Monday outside of Salcha, according to the U.S. Army Alaska. In a press release on Monday, officials wrote that 17 soldiers were riding in an LMTV transport vehicle when a single military vehicle accident occurred on a dirt road heading into the Yukon training area. Army spokesperson John Pinnell said in an interview, the military vehicle filled with soldiers flipped, adding the soldiers based at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks were participating in training exercises. At some point, the driver lost control of the vehicle and it flipped, Pinnell said. First responders provided initial medical treatment to the victims before they were transported via ground and air to the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. The two most critically injured of those 12 were flown to Anchorage to Providence Medical Center. We are all grieving and kind of doing what we can to support the families, Pinnell said. Anytime we lose our soldiers, it's a tragic event for the family, for the fellow soldiers, and for the soldiers' friends. Essentially, the entire 11th Airborne Division family is grieving the loss of these two soldiers.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, my name is Michael Humphrey, and I'm running for school board. I'm a husband, father of six, and United States Marine. I'm not happy with the direction the district is headed. The focus on core subjects is gone, and test scores prove student achievement is lagging. I will stop the intrusion of radical social theories, promote more parental involvement in schools, and develop a budget that supports core subjects and smaller class sizes. Do your part to protect students. Vote for me, Michael Humphrey, on October 3rd.
Paid for by Humphrey for School Board, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99711.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got the Laundry House Gang in the studio with me. And it's interesting, I always tell you, the conversations that happen in the break. Karen, tell us about your iguana fetish.
Well... Well, at least what I mentioned during the break was that someday I'd like to pop an iguana and cook them over a fire.
But it tastes like chicken or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Better than snake.
You know, I must say that Al and Craig are brave people because they're on the same side as the table with her. I got the table between us. I can fend off, you know, for about 8 seconds before she gets me. But Al, Craig, you're taking one for the team. But what the heck. So, Mr. Tinker sent you a few items, I believe.
Yeah, he had a few things on the list we had been talking about. One of them is that House Bill, they struck down Biden's crackdown on hunting and archery by a really close vote, 424-1.
It's got to be like a record.
Yeah. And, yeah, it probably is a record. But there's one gal in Texas, right? She voted against it. But this was ridiculous from the get-go, you know, that they would even consider this. And, they're not going to learn anything from it. They're going to keep pushing stuff like this and outlawing your gas stoves. And what was the other one? Pete Buse mentioned in the meeting. You can't have, in culinary classes in high school, you can't have over a 2-inch knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, spread frosting with that. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, so, yeah, obviously, elections have consequences. We talk about it all the time. But just what a waste of time. They're just throwing this crap out there, and then you got to deal with it, right? Or it's going to get passed if you don't pay attention. But apparently...
It's interesting what they try and sneak in.
Yeah.
And you just think to yourself, I would never have the audacity to try something like that or think of that. And here they think of it and they try it.
So Rep. Veronica Escobar from Texas, a Democrat from Texas, voted against it. I'm sure Ted Cruz was proud of her.
What did she do?
She voted against. She was the one vote, 424-1. She voted to keep the archery and hunting out of the schools or you lose your federal funding. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing. But, I mean, you know, when these things start...
Now, hold it. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Karen, what rifle team were you on?
UAF.
That's right.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Yay, Nanox.
You know something else?
And you think we'd lose federal funding and all the research dollars that go up there?
It's deplorable, but...
That was for...
Yeah.
High school
education. Yeah.
That's where it starts.
We had a meeting with Senator Murkowski a couple weeks ago over at TVSA and this was one of the discussions, and we had all the students, or a whole bunch of 40 or 50 students from the shooting club there, were there and got to spend some quality time talking to her about this. And the most impressive thing at the end of the meeting that I think, and I mentioned it to Lisa, that Larry said, Hennison, you know, he runs the TVSA office over there, was that out of all the years that he's been in charge, he's never seen one kid's name in the paper doing something bad with a gun that's graduated or that's come through the shooting class. So this whole...
Yeah, premise is wrong.
This whole premise is wrong. They're saying it's dangerous. These are dangerous weapons, and you know, and it's going to cause more problems like mass shootings. And look, I mean, do the math. these are good kids, and they love shooting, and they love archery, and it's responsible, and it teaches hunter safety. And yet Biden tries to make it look like, well, we're going to stop your school funding if you allow this travesty in your schools. Crazy.
If you accepted the federal dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Goes back to the strings.
what number is that? You read my fingers.
Yeah.
Proposition what?
Proposition 2, but I mean.
One more time.
Government
proposition
agencies
what?
Accept a lot of federal dollars, and they get
The restrictions.
And they lose a little bit of their authority and a little bit of their control every time. And
their sovereignty.
Yeah, especially at the state level.
The one I was less, the other proposition I was less convinced on. I mean, it's the farm tax bill, right?
I voted against it.
Yeah, yeah. I struggled with that one a little bit only because I kind of follow this Cascadia fault, which when that thing cracks, and it's going to, and I'm going to make a lot of money when that thing happens. There is going to be a major shift in getting food up here, especially for people that. Unlike Satterberg, who's got 2018 moose in his freezer, but
kind of hate to see his caribou.
Everything's going to have to get flown up here, and you know, you just the volumes of food that come over the water and over the road is ridiculous. So if they have a major disruption at the port of Seattle, I mean a major nightmare, and we are here with no other than hunting and you know our hunting and fishing guys, but I mean there's a lot of people that are going to be hurting bad for that, but still can't support it, but it. I would be closer to supporting that one than I would one.
Jimmy Cash was on the air yesterday, and he explained it very well. As an assembly member, he voted for it because he wanted to see, you know, he didn't want to stop, you know, the people's right to vote on something. As a public person voting on the issue, he's going to vote against it because he agreed with me. What you're doing is you're taking someone's tax burden and placing it on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Their business decision is placing a tax burden on someone else.
Yep.
And then he said, you know, it's not for ranchers, people doing meats. It's basically for farm fresh, you know. And what do you have up here? It's not for hay.
It's not for weed.
Not for weed. but it's for your vegetables.
The problem, I think, is if they do that, then there's this lobbying pressure from marijuana and everything else. Well, if you do it for corn, yeah, you do it for what?
Why are you discriminating against me?
Barley.
Why are you discriminating against me?
Yeah, it starts that ball rolling.
And so I was, and for me, it was they're placing their tax burden on me.
Yeah. So the message here is put some meat in the freezer. You know,
Bill Satterberg.
Yeah, go get some fish, get some meat. Yeah.
Go out hunting with Karen and have her pop off ptarmigan in the head at 500 yards.
Yeah.
And watch her squeal with envy and say, match that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try it.
I ain't going out there with you, man. I might not come back. I'll go have lunch with you. That's as far as it goes, though, man.
Ptarmigan for lunch?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I have a question. So, did you have anything else other? Because one of the other things I wanted to mention was that in our discussion with Lisa, she had sponsored a bill, and you guys can help me out with this. Because
I wasn't there.
Remember the details. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, it had to do with calling all salmon wild. Essentially, that's caught in Alaska. And Virgil made the point that we have, between Russia, Japan, and Alaska, they pump out 5 billion pink
salmon.
Hatchery salmon every year. And so Virgil's contention is that, as he puts it, those damn hatchery fish are eating all the groceries,
all
so
the
natural stocks, and because they the same cohort from any given year, hatchery raised, they've got vitamins and antibiotics and all kinds of stuff.
The nutrients in them already.
That's right. And so they go out there, and they're already bigger than their same year cohorts.
Competitors.
Yeah, so he thinks that that's a really big problem. And when he tried to explain to her that you can't just call everything wild because it's not anymore out there, that I thought, this is what I thought. She didn't understand what he was trying to say.
No, you could tell by the look on her face, too. Right. She was like, wait a minute. And, I mean,
maybe she was sort of spellbound by the first time it's really explained to her.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. But she's been promoting it all this time.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but it was.
Correcting.
Whoever was with Virgil said it could wind up costing how much a year?
Oh, it's what it is a barrier to entry being removed kind of from the commercial fisheries, that now they can market it however they want as wild, to have that moniker, and yet they're not really. They're hatchery fish, but they're living out there with the good guys. And
just put a big H on any can that has hatchery fish in it.
Yeah, and the other thing Virgil was saying was that he used to provide salmon to the commissary at Fort Wainwright, and product of Alaska. But now what happens is these salmon get caught up by the processors, sent to China, cleaned, and returned here. And now at Fort Wainwright, it's Alaska salmon, product of China.
With a little bit of fentanyl in there.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so there are some fisheries issues that I guess we'd like to see dealt with. And she said, you know, she'd look into it, but I didn't feel confident she understood what she was going to look into. we'll see, and I guess we'll be in more communication with her office on that. Yeah.
Promised some feedback, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to have a commercial break here, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Meet Nick Legionis, running for Borough Assembly Seat E on October 3rd.
My key issues for why I'm running are education, jobs, animal welfare, homelessness, drugs, and renewable energy. These are the pillars of my campaign. Quality education for our youth, robust job opportunities for our families, and compassionate care for our furry friends are at the heart of my goals. Follow Nick Legionis for Borough Assembly on Facebook to find out where I stand on all the issues.
Paid for by Nick Legionis for Assembly, 1117 Victor Street, North Pole, Alaska, 99705.
Hey neighbor, grab a cup of sugar.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Neighbors are always there to help each other out. Use your internet for a minute too. Mine's being slow.
Sure.
That's why during Good Neighbor Days, you can get your first month of internet on us when you join your neighbors and switch to GCI Internet.
Wow, so much better. Can I stay?
For a limited time only. Now extended through October 9th. Terms and conditions and additional charges and fees may apply. See GCI.com for details.
KFAR weather.
Snow showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 36, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow showers likely again tonight. Lows level off around 21, partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. About an inch of snow today, with another inch Thursday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have the Laundry House gang in here with me, and Al's on a roll. Al's on a roll. Al, tell us what you really think of everything.
That's all right. I was just explaining that you guys were only partially correct on what the farm.
Because you proposal. Read it. I did not read it.
Yeah, you read the whole thing and then read the proposed ordinance language, yeah. And that's a real eye-opener. You know, if you read all the whereases, and I stated this yesterday, so I don't need to repeat it again, but if you read all those whereases in that proposal, it's all speculation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no data to back it up. There's nothing to say that if we give them a tax break, we all of a sudden, yes. Poof, we have food security now. It's not going to change an iota.
You're right.
It's just going to give a break that other taxpayers are going to have to make up.
Ready for a phone call?
Yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with the Laundry House Gang, and your name is?
Hi, this is Tim.
Hello, Tim.
You got to get off of Satterberg. I've eaten an 2018 moose still.
Yeah, but
well, you're eating it.
Hold it. You shot yours.
Holy. I was in the car when you were talking about who's the biggest landowner in the borough?
Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority.
Ah, where's the military in that? I think they're up there, too.
Yeah, actually, it's not the military, that's the United States government.
Yeah, well, so the Mental Health Trust has more than the federal government?
In the Fairbanks North Star Borough, they do.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I've looked it up.
I was trying to figure out. I couldn't hear it, so I was trying to Google it, and I couldn't figure it out. I was always thinking it was the federal government at most of it.
You know, it's just they got a bunch, you know.
Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Tim. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep.
Well, that's really something if you think that with all the holdings of the federal government that some other entity has more than that. It's pretty...
Well, yeah, but how did the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority start? They started under a federal edict in territorial days to take care of statewide. And they became a state, the state of Alaska. The Department of Natural Resources took their land, said, okay, we're going to administer it. Then there was the five-year lawsuit. And then out of that came the settlement, and they got land, they got leases, they got all mineral rights, they got all sorts of things. And so they got most of their land back, but they got extra things too. So
where's the mental health's biggest piece of tract property at in the borough? I just can't wrap my head around it.
Behind the university.
They got sections that are together. You know where they wanted to have the Badger Road Bridge going across the Chena River to the Chena Hot Springs Road?
About Nordale?
Before Nordale. All that on the north side of the river. All these sections are theirs. I mean, it's all of it. Just go to the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Yeah.
Look up Alaska Mental Health Trust properties, and you're going to get 30 pages of legal descriptions.
Wow.
30 pages, if not 40. So, anyway.
Because, you know, I follow the mental health stuff, and you know, they have made proposals and made new regulations on costs for using mental health trust land as access or trespass fees, whatever you want to get through. And when I would remember looking at those maps in those meetings, it seemed like there was very little land, and I don't even hear about anybody you know, getting permission or paying for an easement through their land in the borough. Yeah.
I'm not their land manager.
Yeah, no.
They have a land office. You have the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
they have a land office. They have a land office. Yeah, in Anchorage. At the intersection of Airport Road and Pegger Road. on the southwest side, you have the Catholic Church.
Yep. Yep.
On the southeast side, that corner there, that's Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority property.
How far north?
It's about 40 acres back in there, 30 acres.
Right on the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on the river, right on the corner, right on the river. But that is, so they have commercial property, industrial property. Mm-hmm. They have lots that are subdivided out. You go down Cushman Street to about, say, 35th Avenue. There's this road to the right that's paved, and they got about 6 1-acre lots right there available for sale.
I wonder how that works, like, for risk, if somebody was hurt on their property, or is there ever...
Don't have a slip fall on their property, Craig, because they got a mountain of money and a mountain of attorneys.
Somebody's asking me. Satterberg's asking me. What if somebody slips on Alaska Mental?
What the heck? Yeah. You know, you're being the agent of Satterberg, really? Really?
Hey, one thing I wanted to bring up, too, that was on the list. DOT is getting a bunch of infrastructure money, and so we're always looking for improvements, trailhead improvements, parking, boat launches, unloading, things like that. So if the public has some input, they should bring them up. We talk about that at our meetings usually. We talk about, you know, ask people in the group, hey, where would be a good place to improve? Because you know what's going to happen if the motorized users or the multi-purpose users don't get up and say something, pretty soon it's all going to be somewhere to hang your cross-country skis on.
Pull out your wind sail.
Yeah. So anyway, now's the time, because there is some of that money out there. You know, I'm working with an outfit in Tok that has, because there's a ton of infrastructure money for the rural areas for water and sewer projects, right? Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of that money coming, and they are actually looking at buying a bunch of these big bed 6x6s, and they're designing water delivery and sewage hauling tanks, separate tanks, obviously, to be able to improve the efficiency of that process in the villages. Right now, it's hanging them off, you know, in all the villages that still using honey buckets, basically hanging buckets off the back of a four-wheeler and going over to the where they dispose of them or dump them. But anyway, it's pretty interesting watching these guys design and build stuff, because they've done a lot of good stuff, big incinerators for their dump areas and stuff like that. But anyway, just amazing. And they know that there's a lot of this money coming, and so they're trying to design stuff that the state will look at and say, yeah, we need that, you know, in Nightmute or whatever. And then anyway, just been a fun process kind of watching that.
Here's another way I want you to look at the proposition number one, the farm. We'll call it the farm bill. And you look at all the real estate.
Number two. Two is the farm bill.
Yeah, okay, number two. And you look at all the real estate in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. And how much of it is government-owned? The vast majority is government-owned, so there's no taxes paid on it. So your pool of taxpayers shrinks down really fast. So in the borough, 80 to 85% of the burden is on the real estate taxpayers. And then you say, okay, you have nonprofits. They provide items that government doesn't, you know, so they are, some of it's tax exempt, some of it's not. But then you start making other items, say your...
intersection at Johansson and Steese.
Yeah.
Takes more property off the tax base.
Yeah. Or your residential exemption, you know, that's $50,000 in the borough, $20,000 in the city, or your seniors, $165,000, or your disabled veteran, yeah. So you start seeing some that are very justified, but then you say to yourself, hold it, these people want a tax exemption for their business plan.
And $5 gas isn't making the population of taxpayers grow. You're going to see more people leave.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have, everybody's going to have to pay a higher percentage if they keep.
But I'm trying to bring you down to that mm-hmm. ground zero of there's mm-hmm. very few, you know, for all the real estate we have, how many taxpayers do you have funding it all? And it starts shrinking and shrinking and shrinking.
Yeah.
So, just my thought. Al, are you speechless with that incredible theory that I gave?
I spent the last couple days explaining that to you, so I won't do it again.
How was I on the reciprocation there? I had some residual remembrance.
I mean, it's basically the same thing the city's doing, is they want to tell everybody that we're going to lower your property taxes and we're going to increase the tax on cigarettes to do that.
That's what they're doing. Well, they haven't done it yet, but that's the that's the before the city council.
Let me go out on a limb and make some assumptions that everybody on the city council or nobody on the city council smokes.
Probably not.
And everybody on the city council owns property.
Probably.
And they see they would benefit from this.
Do you think there's a conflict of interest?
No, there's not a technically conflict of interest, but there's a perception.
Okay.
What about weed? They're not changing. They're talking about lowering that tax, not hiking it. But you're going to hike the tax on cigarettes.
Yeah. That's on a statewide level. And what they're finding out is with all the regulations and taxation on the growers, there's starting to be an influx of the black market of growing. So when you have that, basically it's now bootlegging, and they're not paying a tax on it. So
wait, there's laws against that.
Yeah. So the retail places are getting, you know, they're saying, hold it, you know, they're not bringing, you know, we don't buy our supply from the black market. We have to supply it from the white market, and the white market is shrinking. I think they went from 350 licenses of grow down to less than 250. You know, they lost about one third of them here in the last couple of years. So it's a shrinking, declining market.
Is that a perception, or is that data behind it?
Data behind it. I saw that. Last Monday.
No, is that the black market's growing?
I wouldn't know.
then that's perception.
The consumption is the same.
Do we know that?
I guess it's my perception.
There you go.
I'm Nostradamus. I'm reading the tea leaves, giving you a good interpretation. I mean,
one side of the argument is, you know, we're paying too much on taxes, and here's a good reason.
Yeah.
Like this cigarette tax. Well, we haven't raised that tax in 20 years.
Correct.
That's a good reason to raise it then.
No, they looked at it and they said that for equilibrium, we can, if we're trying to give the tax real estate taxpayers a break, what can we do for them?
Yeah. And so we can go and run our elections and say, I lowered your property taxes.
Unless you're a property owner that smokes.
But they won't tell you how they did that.
He's finicky. He doesn't pay real estate taxes in the city limits either.
I buy my gas outside city limits, and now I guess I'll often find my cigarettes outside city limits.
I didn't think you smoked.
No.
You start just to...
The stress is making him... Yeah, all this stress is making him...
Okay, we got about a minute left. It goes by fast. Al, where are you
going
to go?
I'm going grouse hunting Saturday.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. She's bringing a 22. Craig, what are you doing?
Cowboy hunting 26-20 Niners.
I'm gonna.
What's your prediction?
I'm going to bury some San Francisco gold, and I'm going to say Dallas 24, San Francisco 20.
All right. I got 26-20.
I sure missed that.
If either of us hit it right on, the other one buys dinner, okay?
If we
got to hit it just right. I'm too cheap and probably not confident enough to take it. It'll be a good game, though. Sunday night football.
Where are we watching
probably
the game?
Probably the Banks, I guess. Yeah.
4 o'clock, get there's game at 4:25.
Yep.
You're going down, buddy. You're going down. You're going to go down so hard, you're going to bounce.
And remember, that gal from that voted against the gun thing is from Texas. Now, where are the Cowboys from?
Dallas.
All right.
Dallas.
All right.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. Make sure you get out and vote, and we will see you on Wednesday tomorrow.